This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, the Capricorn Adventure, right? And it is time for the motoring experience with Prashurin Naidu. And today, our journalist Prashurin Naidu takes a big and bold, he talks about the big and bold Isuzu D-Max Octane AT35 for a spin, right? This vehicle is turning heads, man, with its robust design and off-road capabilities, making it truly unique. Prashurin will give us the inside scoop on his drive, you know, share useful motoring tip as always, and wrap it up with his favorite hot jam of the week. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashurin. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, King Bash. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
No, I'm great, man. I mean, last week you were a bit under the weather. Are we feeling great? Are we feeling good? Are we back to our normal selves?
I'm feeling much, much better. The flu has gone away with.
Oh, wow. Amazing, amazing. Now we can get back to work.
Awesome.
All right. So let's talk about the new Isuzu D-Max. Is it Ektik or is it Octik?
So it's called Arctic, actually, King Bash. Arctic AT35. So they... You know, it's inspired by the... It was designed for the Arctic, in fact, actually.
Oh,
they call it, yeah.
Makes sense now. All right. Let's speak about the features. What features caught your attention, and what is the origin, you know, of its name, as you mentioned?
Well, you know, a few words that came to mind when I looked at this car, it looked quite menacingly, you know, rugged, stylish, bold, and brash. Those are the words that came to my mind. It is quite beefed up with its aesthetics, lovely, you know, flared wheel arches, 35-inch all-terrain Goodyear tires, and just very beefed up and raised in stance. Everything about the car just screamed, look at me, I'm a monster truck, get away from me, you know, and that's kind of what I got. And when you're talking about where does the car come from, well, it's in collaboration with Arctic Trucks, a company which is renowned for modified vehicles for extreme off-roading conditions. And the AT, of course, Arctic Trucks, and the 35 refers to the 35-inch tires that the vehicle is equipped with. And just it's meant for those challenging terrains and severe weather conditions. And I think definitely in Johannesburg, I was in the city most of the time. So as you can imagine, I was getting a lot of looks.
What is he doing on this road?
Exactly.
So, I mean, speaking of terrains, I mean, how did the Isuzu D-Max, you know, Octane AT35 handle both on-road and off-road terrains? I mean, what stood out to you the most about the drive?
Well, it was quite an interesting, you know, phenomenon. I mean, it is powered by a 3-liter turbo diesel engine paired with a nice 6-speed automatic transmission, pushing out about 140 kilowatts and 450 newton meters of torque. So there's a lot of current to it. And day-to-day city driving, I mean, it proved to be quite enjoyable, actually. The humorous part was obviously cars evaded me because they were quite intimidated, but despite its rugged exterior, it was quite balanced for the daily commutes and offering just a smooth and tranquil experience for me and achieving 9.7 liters in the day-to-day. And, of course, off-roading, I mean, this car is made for the Arctic, so it could handle severe off-roading conditions. And when I took it off-road, I was quite impressed. It is on the more firmer side. You do feel everything, but I feel the chunky tires, enough torque, the Apple torque, you do have a lot of more, you know, utility out of this vehicle. And I think the lift kit, the dampers, they have equipped it with suspension called Bilstein dampers. So they have amped antiques there and just really, really impressed me. I mean, also they do say it has a wading width of about, I believe, 865 millimeters, which basically means you could probably go into a river. Don't do that, though, unless you're professional. But definitely impressive.
All right. And regarding, you know, the cabin, could you provide, you know, some insights into the interior design? Additionally, does it, you know, boost a range of safety features?
So very similar to a lot of what Isuzu has been doing with their products. It felt very much like the Isuzu D-Max X-Rider, actually. Very just simple, solid design. Obviously, you have your lovely plush leather seats with the AT35 logo on it. And just a nice setup, multi-digital cluster, 9-inch entertainment screen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. Very simple. And some safety features included forward collision warning, blind spot monitoring, emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assist, and along with 8 airbags. So it's quite a safe commute. say the least.
Oh, okay. And what other vehicles, you know, compete with it in the market? And do you see yourself purchasing it as a Baki? I forgot which other Baki we spoke about. Was it the Ford that actually impressed you? Which Baki was it?
I think it was actually the Ford could have impressed me. I think it was the X-Rider, the D-Max X-Rider that actually was nice. That got me. I think, you know, this competition for this car, I mean, it's facing the Ford Ranger Raptor, which is apparently a very key competitor. I haven't driven it as yet.
Yeah.
But it is priced at $1,184,000. It has a lot more power than this. Then you have the Volkswagen Amarok, which is based on the Ford Ranger, the top spec Aventura model that's also priced at $1,105,000. Those Bakis, of course, they offer a bit more, you know, for plushness, less ruggedness, more like comfort and serene. This Baki is obviously for the 1835 Isuzu, is meant for a niche of buyers who want something indestructible, hardcore, and just ready to go. And I think, you know, King Bash, for me, if money was not the option, you know, I think I would definitely go for it. I really liked the design of it. I really liked how it stood out. And I just think it needs to be tested to its full capabilities. That's what I would use it for. Just explore the whole of South Africa, go in, you know, go just travel everywhere with it.
No, look, I actually searched it. And I love the bulkiness of the car, you know, the way, as you mentioned, that it looks so boss. It looks like I've arrived. It takes over the territory. So, I mean, I'm not really a Baki guy, but that is one thing that, as you mentioned, if the money was there, I would also definitely purchase it myself, for sure.
And I, we'll get matching ones, Kimbash,
most definitely. And I mean, look, man, you know, to give us a handy motoring tip followed by a hot jam of the week, let's wrap it up.
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash. So always check your rearview mirror before braking. This habit allows you to gauge how close the car behind you is and whether it is safe to brake suddenly. And, you know, this practice not only helps you stay aware of your surroundings, but it also gives you more control over the situation, enhancing, of course, the overall safety. And ending off with three by AKA and Ricky Rick.
Oh, yes.
FTDJ Tira.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for sharing, you know. I really do appreciate you. Do have a great weekend ahead.
I appreciate you too, King Bash. Have a blessed one and listening.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.